had like 60 billion randomly disappear from their RPOs or something like that.
Lovely. I hate it when $60 million
in contracts. Ah, you know, we'll chalk it up to whatever. Anyways, moral hazard's at time. We'll talk to you guys next time. Plug your show.
Yeah, I'm W. Wade DeVinny. I obviously, big public thank you to Steven here for having me on. Always a pleasure to be in the studio, but it was an absolute pleasure to be here. GameRex, look out for that. You will hear about it from me, Wade DeVinny, once it's out.
I'll plug it too.
I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Moral Hazard is out. We'll see you next week. Not next week. I'm at spring break. Next week.
In the words of Dick Clark. In the words of Dick Clark, so long.
So long. In the words of Dick Clark.
All right, this is WMUC-FM College Park, and you are listening to Smith Island Cake. I am Noah. I'm covering for Claire this week again, just like 2 weeks ago. I'm doing it again, and I've got some fun music to play. Before we get into any of that awesome stuff, though, I've got a little PSA to play with you about sleep. So here we go.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
All right, that's some Bon Iver. Well, we're talking about sleep. Good stuff. I've got a pretty simple show today. Lots of summery music. I was feeling the summery vibes yesterday and the day before because it was 80s. And now it feels a little inappropriate because it was snowing. But we're going to manifest those summer vibes. And we're going to start that out with some Led Zeppelin. I've got some Zeppelin for you. I've got Good Times, Bad Times from Zeppelin 1. And then I've got a Franz Ferdinand song and a Rush song. So let's get straight into it. This is Smith Island Cake from WMUC, where college radio is good radio, and here we go.
You know I've had my share. And my woman left home for a brown eyed man, but I still don't seem to care. Yeah.
That was Rush with their legendary song Free Will off of their 1980 album Permanent Waves. I did not know that song was from so far in the future. I forgot. Totally forgot. Either way, before that was, let me find it, was Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. Another banger. Very reminiscent of childhood because, you know, it was around the right time. I was a kid when that song was big. No, I wasn't. That's a lie. I was -2 when the song came out, but it was really big, like, through my childhood, my early childhood. It continued on. Its popularity carried over. Anyways, I'm going to stop gabbering about what just played and talk about what it's going to play. Up next is Musician by Porter Robinson off of his 2021 album, Nurture, comeback album. And later on in the show, I'm probably going to play a song from Worlds, his album just before that, 2014. So 7 years between those two albums. Lots happened to him. I'm not going to talk about it. You can look it up on your own. After that, I got a Passion Pit song and a Magdalena Bay song. Lots of electronic sounds. Good vibes. So here we go. You're listening to WMEC, where college radio is good radio. Here is Porter Robinson. That was Magdalena Bay with their great song, Secrets, parentheses, Your Fire, from their 2021 album, Mercurial World. I remember when this album came out. Ugh, I was in love with it that summer. It was awesome, perfect vibes. And then, of course, when the follow-up came out, oh my god, 2 years ago? That was one of the best albums. I mean, that was my favorite album that year, 100%. Then just before that was another one from my childhood, Carried Away by Passion Pit. One my mom used to play all the time in the car. Total nostalgia vibes right there. Coming up next, we got some indie alt-rock stuff. First up, I got Drag by Daywave. A cool little, you know, low-key indie song. Total 2015 style stuff, which is when it came out. It's off their Headcase EP. Then after that, I've got a 311 song from back in the 90s. And then a Sonic Youth song, also from the 90s. Or from 90, exactly. Real ones will know what album that is. I'll tell you it later, but doesn't matter for right now. Anyways, this is Smith Island Cake. I am Noah, not Claire. And this is WMEC. Here we go.
I don't make time, and I'm just like but you know this will pass. So just get off of your... Got to trust your instinct and let go of regret. You got to bet on yourself now, star, 'cause that's your best bet. Watch me now with a wicked and wild and I say tick, tick, tick. You got to have it, like busting an auto session when you got to call it quits. Tick, tick, bitch, just can't quit. In fact, you don't even know makes it fully illegal.
Cool thing, sitting with a killer. Now you know you're sure that you're free.
That was Cool Thing by legendary noise rock band Sonic Youth from their 1990, I don't know why I was thinking about saying more there, album Goo. Many people call that their sellout album, which is stupid, you know, like, oh no, they changed their sound, they sold out. It's a good album, guys. They're still very noisy. On that record. I mean, I don't like it as much as Daydream Nation. I don't like it as much as Sister, but it's still a good record, you know? Just take what you can get. At least they're not like the Smashing Pumpkins, who only have two good albums. Before that was All Mixed Up by 311 from their self-titled album, The Blue Album. And coming up next, we got Queens of the Stone Age, Go With the Flow from Songs of the Deaf, Songs for the Deaf. One of the two albums of theirs that has Dave Grohl drumming on it. I'm pretty sure it's only two. It's that one and Like Clockwork. Conveniently are also the ones that are rated highest on Rate Your Music. You know, these people are predictable. After that, I got a Mike Kroll song and then a Cheek Face song. And then I'm going to close out the show with a couple more. But, you know, we still got a good amount of time. I've got 20 minutes. So let's keep it rocking. Queens of the Stone Age, WMUC, Smith Island Cake.
Shine. but it's never gonna last. Can't you see me just letting you down? With all my friends, I'll make a picture, but in the morning I'll be gone. Missing you during the days when the morning comes. I can't stay. If you saw me now, I wouldn't grant your wish. I'm like a star, I'm burning out fast. I try to shine, but it's never gonna last. Can't you see me just letting you down? With all my friends, I'll make a picture, but in the morning I'll be gone.
But none of them are funny. I am folding pamphlets and disturbing the peace. You are painting signs that say defriend the police. I am dropping out of school to go to the park. If you're the light of my life, why is it always so dark? I don't know anything, you don't know anything, we don't know anything together.
Life has you problems.
Super fun, you're a really nice guy, and I'm a psychological super fun psych. I am yelling, someone's in here from the bathroom stall of life. You are logging on to Tinder, getting zero super likes. I don't like anything, you don't like anything, we don't like anything together.
Life has your problems.
All right, that was Cheekface with their very fun song, When Life Hands You Problems. You make problem made. That's not the song title. It's just When Life Hands You Problems. From their album, Too Much to Ask. You know, very fun band. My English teacher from a sophomore year, high school, I think, maybe junior year, told me about that album. Fun stuff. You know, they knew a lot of stuff. They were like a big Vermont person. They were like big into Pat the Bunny and all that stuff. Total hipster weirdo stuff, but good stuff nonetheless. I don't like Pat the Bunny, but I liked a lot of this music they showed me. Either way, before that was Like a Star by Mike Kroll, from his album I Hate Jazz in 2011. Pretty decent record, you know, just simple garage rock, garage punk. Not as good as like some of the earlier stuff from that kind of wave of that genre, like, what is it? I don't like to say it, but like, what is his name? Jay Riotard. His name isn't the thing, but it's, you know, whatever. Good stuff either way. Up next, I've got the second Porter Robinson song for this broadcast, Sad Machine, from Worlds in 2014. Great record, you know. I would love for him to go back to that sound. It's never going to happen, but it'd be cool. Everybody wants it to happen, but it's been so long. It's been 12 years since that album came out. If I was 2014, I would have been like 7 when that album came out. Insane. I didn't know it at the time, obviously. I learned about it later. I learned about him when Nurture came out. I fell in love with his stuff. But that song's great. And then after that, I've got, I'm pretty sure, DC Legends, Dismemberment Plan, with their song What Do You Want Me to Say, off of 1999's Emergency and I. Great record. Probably their only great record. They had like a return record a while back, and it was awful. Like, I tried listening to it, and it was not good. It's insane how some of these bands can make like these all-time great albums, excuse me, and come back and just make utter slop. It's really sad. But either way, we've got those two songs coming up. And after that, I'm going to be off the air, and it's going to be Spencer's time to shine. So yeah, I'm going to sign off. This has been Smith Island Cake. I am not Claire. I am Noah. And you are listening to WMUC FM College Park. Here we go.
Is anyone there? Hey.
I lost my membership card to the human race. So don't forget the face, cause I know that I do belong here. Go down the checklist, let's see if feelings are good. Dishonesty is bad, and keeping inside is worse still. You want a problem? Well, I guess we got one now. I really don't know how. Over every goddamn hill. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? To let you know that I do mean it. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? To let you know that I do mean it. What do you want me to say? Around and for the count, you need your man above or below you. I cannot cry at will, but I do wish I could, cause it's a useful.